Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about, do narcissists know that their words and actions are affecting you? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to episode 994 of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back, folks. Yes. So, do narcissistic people, toxic people, realize that their actions are affecting you? Like, their words or actions, what they have done is affecting you. So, this is going to be a question with a little salt bay of nuance right here. Because, y'all know, I don't speak for all narcissists. I don't do that. You know, I don't speak in absolute. So, no two narcissists are the same. So, with that being said, do narcissists know that their words and actions are affecting you? I would say this right here, y'all. A lot of narcissists, especially if it's words, if it's their words, I don't think a lot of narcissists know the effect that their words are having on you right then and there. You know, is it possible? Is it true that there are some narcissists who intentionally are trying to set you off? Yes, some of them know. They expect a reaction to their words. They expect expect their words to affect you in a certain way. There's an expectation that my words are going to affect you in a certain way. So I'm anticipating that happening, right? I'm expecting that. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm trying to get you mad, I'm going to say things to try to anger you and try to set you off. There are some narcissists that, yeah, they expect a certain reaction from you. Absolutely. But I would say a lot of narcissists don't know that they're doing it right then and there. They don't know, like I said, especially if it's words. I'm talking about actions here in a little bit. But the words, you know, and sometimes the actions, they don't know. Just in the heat of the moment, a narcissist might say or do something right there in the moment that they don't know affects you. You know, like they might leave or something. Like they might walk out the house. They might leave. They might threaten to leave. They don't, like, some of them might not know. Like they might say something mean to you. They might just say, hey, you moving too slow. Come on now, what the hell is taking you so long? You're stupid, you're dumb as hell. They might start saying words to you like that, you know, because they're angry, because they might feel like you have done something to them. They might feel like you've slighted them in some way, shape, or form, like you disrespected them in some way, shape, or form. So they're thinking that you disrespected me, so all bets are off. I'm going to disrespect you in some way, shape, or form. Now, I need to get my lick back. I need to match this energy. I need to put it out there into the world that this happened. So I need to say, I need to get it off my chest. So in the moment where I feel like I'm defending myself, like or you criticize me. I could feel like you criticize me. So I'm coming back to you because you criticize me in some way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? So if you criticize me, then I'm coming back to you. The same situation applies. The same dynamic applies. I'm responding to you. I feel like I'm matching your energy, right? So in that moment, I might not know how those actions or words are affecting you in that moment. I might not realize it. I might have just said it and whatnot to get it off my chest or defend myself. So I'm just like, okay, cool. I defended myself. I have successfully defended myself. You know, I'm good. You know, but the narcissistic person out there that, you know, there are some that when they realize it later on, they might realize it later on. It might hit them later on. If there's a little bit of self-awareness in that narcissistic person, a little bit of ability to be introspective, it might hit them later on that their words affected you. Or if you say it to them, if you start crying, if you have an emotional reaction to their words that they were not anticipating, they, like I said, oh, damn. Like, they might realize, like, oh, dang, my words really must have hurt your feelings. But here's the thing right here. Here's the thing. If they think that their words have hurt your feelings and you're having an emotional reaction to them or you're angry towards them, guess what? Here comes the shame once they realize that they've done it, here comes the shame. The shame creeps into the picture. The shame manifests itself into this space. The shame creeps in and takes over. It happens so much. Shame takes over. And shame, a lot of, you know, most narcissists are trying to avoid shame at all costs. So when that shame comes in of seeing how you're reacting, seeing that you're crying, seeing that you hurt, guess what happens? They either, the narcissist can react in a few different ways, but typically they're either going to shut down and retreat within themselves by giving you the silent treatment or stonewalling you or leaving the space completely, or they become irate. They become angry. Your reaction to what they said or did makes them angry because they are ashamed of themselves. The shame has creeped in. They feel like they're a bad person now, so they have to do something with the shame. They don't want to let the shame sit within themselves. They want to do something with, they want to be able to do something with that shame. You know, they want to be able to get it off of their chest or do something, you know, do something productive with it, or not productive with it. They want to get it away from themselves. So they scream and yell at you. They get angry because you're crying or because you're having a reaction to them. They tell you to shut the hell up. They tell you you're being too emotional. They tell you you can't take a joke, or they'll play it off like they were joking with you. Oh, ha ha, ha ha. I know I was talking about your dead uncle, but I was just joking. I was just joking. Didn't learn to take a joke. You're too sensitive. You see? Or they will retreat within themselves and they'll just give you the silent treatment, ignore you. You know, they'll see you crying and whatnot. Or, you know what I'm saying? If you having a certain type of emotional reaction, you get some narcissists who are turned on by it. They get revved up by it. They get ready. You see what I'm saying? They get ready for it. They get super revved up, turned on by it, and here they go. There's a very unique space to be in when that happens right there. They get super revved up. They get turned on. They try to sleep with you. They try to get rid of the shame by clapping your cheeks, by clapping some cheeks. There you go right there. Because, like I said, a lot of narcissists don't know that they are hurting you when they talk or do something or say something. Because not all narcissists yell or scream. I know what people are going to say, but like Lee, when they're yelling at us, they don't think yelling at us is going to have any kind of effect on us. The yelling is different. But not all narcissists yell and scream. The more covert, passive aggressive narcissist doesn't scream or yell. They don't say anything to you. They just keep they just be silent. Some of them start off with the silent treatment. The silent treatment affects you in a way that you react. The silent treatment makes you cry or something like that, have a reaction. So that's how they go right there. But back to the actions. I know I told you I was going to be a part two of this. Like within this right here, the actions of a narcissist. Do they know their actions are affecting you? Again, this is a nuanced, very, you know, nuanced space right here. But most narcissists, I would say, know that their actions are affecting you in some way. Most narcissists know the difference between right and wrong, right? So if they're out there cheating on you, they know that that's wrong. You see, they know that that's wrong. They know that that in and of itself is horrible. They know cheating on you is horrible. And if you find out, they're going to get in trouble. So they know how that will affect you. They know that lying will affect you. Sometimes, most of the times, they know that lying will affect you. Sometimes, and this is how the narcissist's mind works, they think that they're protecting you by lying to you. They think that they are doing something for you by lying to you. They think that they are doing something like that. You know, they think that they are doing something, protecting you by lying to you. They're trying to save you. You know, I lied to you because I didn't want you to react this way. That's the delusional mindset of some narcissists right there. They think by lying to you, they're somehow, some way, shape, or form protecting you, you know. But this is how it goes within that space. But most narcissists know that their actions are wrong towards you. Like I said, the little actions they might not know. They might be confused about their actions, how they have an effect on you. You know, I didn't think going to the bar tonight would make you sad, even though it's your birthday. I thought you wanted to spend your birthday alone. You see what I'm saying? They right there, that's delusional. That's delusional. That's the delusional mindset of a lot of narcissists right there. I didn't think staying at work for an extra hour would affect you in this way. I didn't realize that you would start crying because I'm staying at the office. But then, again, remember what I said earlier on, once you start crying or something like that, having a reaction to something that they've done, the shame creeps in, and then they'll either retreat within themselves or they'll give you a big reaction. They've been waiting in the car for them for about an hour, and then they come out And you be like, you crying. Like, what are you crying for? He's like, you said you'll be out here at 6. We had plans at 7. Now we ain't gonna make it. Oh my God. You're so damn sensitive. Wow, I didn't know. I can't help, I gotta work over. I can't help, I gotta do this. I can't help, I gotta do that. You know, within that space right there. So that's why I just tell people, like, you're in a unique dynamic. You're in a unique space. Like, a lot of narcissists do know what their actions are doing to you, but there are some narcissists that really don't realize it. And they try to avoid shame and whatnot because that's what they do. They want to get rid of that shame. They want to shake free of the shame. That's a tongue twister right there. It's shake free of the shame. The shameless shakes free of the shame. You need New York. You want New York. You know you need unique New York. Tongue twister for my actors out there. A little acting exercise for you to warm up your vocal instrument and whatnot. But yeah, y'all, don't, like I said, but do not let some narcissists play your face by telling you that they didn't know. Because the big stuff that they do, they know it affects you in a negative way. They know it would affect you in a negative way. Especially, and this is how you can tell. If you didn't think it would hurt me, why did you hide it? Especially if they hide something, you had to find out about it. They knew it would hurt you. They knew that their actions or their words would affect you. So they hid it or they try to keep it a secret. That's one of the telltale signs right there that they knew it would affect you in some way, shape, or form. You know? But yeah, thank y'all for making it this far. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Got some big things coming up. Made it through the month of January. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault. On Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.